How do you, Nav?
Hey, good, mate. Good. It's good to see you. Well, last time we spoke was over email, so it was
Oh, right. Okay.
back before technology caught up. But thanks for joining us on the show, mate. How's everything going?
Oh, so far so good. Yeah, getting tooled up to start the tour. In March, the band rehearsals start in about 2 weeks. That's just so we can go make a noise. And then production rehearsals. Then we're away. We're starting in the UK this time round, which we haven't done for pretty much about 7 years.
Well,
Apart from the one or two shows, so we're looking forward to that,
oh,
and
that'll be
looking forward to getting rolling.
mate, kicking off the year right. I mean, especially with this new album, man, Invincible Shield, it is incredible. It is such a damn good album. I love it.
Oh, thanks. Keep talking. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, look, I've been lucky. I feel very lucky that I've heard it. I mean, look at my lucky mug here. I'm kind of
Hey.
that's my lucky mug. But you know what? The thing
Yeah.
I love about this album is, it's got all the classic Judas Priest, things we love about Judas Priest, of course. And then it's got all these twists and turns and surprises that's kept you guys on top for so many years. What is it about the writing process for a new Judas Priest album? Do you guys sit down and go, this is the direction we want to go? Or is it sort of you just let the music take it where it goes?
It's pretty much let the music take control. The thing with this album, we had this is going to sound strange, the benefit of COVID, because we had 2 years off there. Richie was sitting at home bored, and he was putting all these different parts into the songs. So when we came to recording, they bore no resemblance to the first time we heard the ideas. So we can thank COVID for that, for the enforced layoff. But yeah, I mean, it's the writing process has been pretty much the same now since day one. Music, guitarists get together and formulate, the song, if you know what I mean. Then Scott and myself will get a copy of that, and we'll put our bass and drum patterns and what have you to that. And Rob's always got lyrics lying around. He's always writing songs. So he has. He's always got lyrics ready to go, pretty much, and that's what it is. Then we get in the studio, and hopefully everybody knows what they're doing, and get it put down. This time was different, of course, because when COVID finished, we went straight from that straight into the 50-year anniversary tour.
Yeah.
So we didn't get any chance to get into the studio together, but everything was done, individually. I think Rob did some of his vocals over in the UK, but I know he did some in Phoenix. Richie and Scott were recorded in Nashville, which is where they're living now. And myself and Glenn and Andy, we're all still here in the UK. In fact, my bass lines, a lot of them anyway, were put down in hotel rooms on the last tour.
No way. You just had a portable setup. You just rig, yeah.
I mean, Andy, he's standing in for Glenn, so he's with us anyway. He's always got his laptop with him, and we're sitting around on days off, and he said, "Well, we might as well put him to some good use, just fancy doing the bass lines." I said, "Yeah, no problem." So I took a bass back to the hotel with me, from the show, and do what I always do anyway, plug it straight into the desk. Pardon me. And we did it that way. Just, okay, we'll do one a day, take it easy, And it was a great way of doing things, because you're not in a studio atmosphere where people are waiting to get out of the, you know what I mean? They're
Yeah,
waiting to put their bit down, and you got four or five different pairs of eyes on you. So, why don't you try this? Why don't you try that? We just, me and him, we just sort of got down there and put the bass lines down. Richie came in from time to time just to see what we were doing. And it's worked out a treat, it's a great way of doing it. It took a couple of weeks to do it, It's on the odd day off, just getting down, put one down, be great.
no pressure, no pressure at all. Just hanging
Yeah,
out with Steve.
absolutely
He's
right.
amazing at what he does. Like, not only as a band touring member of Judas Priest now, but also as a
Yeah.
producer. Like, how's it hanging with him and working with him and having him around? Because he's a genius.
He's great. He's great, Andy. If you need something doing, he'll bend over backwards to get it done as quickly as he can, from a production point of view. From a stage point of view, he's a great guitarist and he's a great performer, so he's an asset to the band there as well. He's also he's a perfectionist. I mean, he'll do multiple mixes. He'll do a mix one day and he'll send you a copy of it, and they do a mix a couple of days later and say, "I've changed this and that." And I said, "Really? Really, you have?" You can't, he can hear it, right? I can't, nobody else can. But yeah, he's a great producer, really is. It's a pleasure to work with him,
Oh, that's awesome. And how's Glenn going? Is he all right? How's he,
He's about as good as anybody can be given the condition, He's unfortunately not able to tour with us anymore, although if he's feeling well enough, he shows up every now and again to, maybe if it's not too far, and do maybe the encores. But it's very much a stamina thing with Glenn at the moment. I mean, his medication stops the shaking and all the rest of it, but he's still very weak. And two or three songs is about all he can handle. Doesn't stop him thinking though, so he's still coming up with ideas and things. So we've still got a lot of input in the band even now, he'll come up with his ideas and his opinions and what's going on basically. But he's doing about as well as anybody could do.
Oh, mate, you have to send him our love and the we're all thinking of him. But how was it? How was it with him in the creative side of the album and his ideas and things like that? How much did he sort of contribute in that sort of way?
Yeah, he's still coming up with the odd riffs and chord sequences and things. Puts them to Richie basically, and then Richie will take them on board, and see what I can do, see what he can do with them. It might not be a complete song; it might be a part of another song, or whatever. But as I say, there's nothing wrong between his ears, and
Yes.
he's still as sharp as he ever was. So, like I say, he's still. He's still contributing quite a bit.
That's awesome. That's so good to hear. But mate, there's so many great songs on this album, and I think The Serpent and the King is not only one of the best Judas Priest songs, but it's right up there, dude. Like I keep going back to it and I'm like, I cannot fault this song. Like the structure, the riffs, the tempo. I think people are going to lose their minds when you guys play this. Are you planning on playing it on the tour?
It's a possibility, yeah. It's one of my favourites already. Yeah, that title track, Panic Attack. It's purely for a definitive favourite. But yeah, Serpent and the King's up there. It's standing out at the moment, so we'll give it a crack probably.
Oh man, I hope so. It rips so hard. It was like I was listening to it on the car in the car on the way to work the other day, and then it came on. I was like, "Oh, it got me good." And then it just hits you. The album just bang, bang, bang. It's just solid. I've listened to it a few times, and it's one of my favorite Priest records. I think you guys have really
Oh,
done a
thank
good
you.
job. Yeah, really good.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you. Appreciate that. Thanks, Dave.
It's all right. Hey, I'm a fan. I gotta say, but of course, Rob sounds incredible on the album as well, and even though you've been jamming with him for decades, do you still get those goosebumps when you hear those tracks come back and his vocals? Does it get to you?
Oh yeah, very much so. The fact that he's still able to do that sort of stuff after, 70 odd years of life is remarkable. There are some people that, the voice starts to fade and they start to take things a little bit easier. But he doesn't. He just keeps on belting them out. Don't know how he does it, but he does.
The metal god.
There you go.
There you
Yeah,
go. That's why.
that
That's why. But you're also doing some in conversation events over there as well ahead of the release, which is
Yeah.
I like that idea. I like that it's taking it away from the screens and getting back in person with fans. What can they sort of expect from that? And can other people tune in some way to see that?
I don't know. I don't know what to expect. It's the first time we've done anything like this, So it's going to be new all round. I've not the slightest idea. I know we're going to sit up there on the stage, and there's going to be a person there asking us questions, She's thrown in from the audience, as far as I know. Not sure if it's been networked anywhere. I don't know about that. Like I say, it's brand new, so I was kind of looking forward to that as well, just to find out what it's all about. If nothing else,
And
learning something new is going to, you know.
and of course, part of the upcoming tour, which is going to be massive, you're doing something a little different where you've got this VIP backstage tour that, you know, it's got a little bit of history there as well. It's like a little museum or something. Is that right? Is that and a tour?
Yeah, there'll be an area of exhibits, clothes, instruments, and things that have been used over the years, and a tour backstage and let people, get some idea of what it takes to put that show
Mm.
on. I think a lot of people don't realise that that's done in a day. That people get there early in the morning and they start putting it up, and it's all folded down again. And it's on somewhere, it's on its way somewhere else the next day. And I don't think many people understand that, that it's very much a mobile affair. It's not like being in Vegas and doing a month somewhere where everything stays where it is. Everything's got to go down and go back up again the next day exactly the same, or about as close as you can, So it'll give some people into the insight of what goes into putting the show together. And how many crew are involved with, and like it just doesn't happen overnight, Well, it does happen overnight, but it just doesn't sort of appear. There's a lot of work goes in, a lot of people do a lot of heavy work in some instances. But...
These are the roadies, right? The dudes that make it all, you know.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, you're right, yeah, that our livelihoods depend on them, lies. If they don't show up, there's no show. It's as simple as
Yeah,
that.
you're not getting a tour bill. You're just like, ah, oh, we'll just let it. We'll just play.
Yeah.
But of course, I did want to know, Australia, you know, is there, can we see you soon? Are we expecting a visit?
It's not on there yet, but this tour is going to go into next year, so it'll probably be then. We've got a We're not starting until March. We've got sort of two European legs, two American legs. And then we see where we go after that. That'll take us up to Christmas, So it'll be going into next year as well, I'm sure. So you'll probably see us then, all being well. We'll get down and see you guys.
Oh, mate, I'll be waiting. That's for sure. It's been a little while.
Yeah.
I think it was Download was the last time I saw you. You guys down here for Download?
Yeah, I think it was.
Hmm.
The festival, that's absolutely right, yeah.
Yeah.
That's been, what, 4 or 5 years ago? 4 years? Five? Can't remember, it's been a while.
It was, it's gone
Really
like that.
itinerant.
But before that, it was with Dragon Force and you guys in Dragon Force. Yeah, it was you guys in Dragon Force. You were down here for Soundwave. And I want to say, you probably hear stories like this all the time, but that was my eldest daughter's first show. And,
Oh, right.
you know, I took her along and, you know, it was such a magical, special moment for us. So, you know, you're bringing
Congratulations.
families together, you're bringing people together. Mate, it must be an absolute special thing for you to see that everywhere now.
It is, it is. I mean, when you think we've been around for over 50 years and you look down there and there's young people there as well, there's not just old folks like ourselves, there's actually, fresh faces there, late teens, early 20s. And it's great news for us and metal in general, really. It's just given given heavy metal a future, and it's great to see it. It really is.
Love it. I love it. And it was, yeah, it's something we talk about too. Hey, she got me this. That was our my last, I think my last Christmas present as a as to
Oh right.
remember. Yeah.
Oh okay.
Like she got me. Yeah, she's like, there you go,
Wow.
Dad. That's to remember that, you know, we went and you know, but you see that all the time. But,
Those are the days, vinyl.
yeah, hey, I still love it. I still love it. But mate, I appreciate you hanging out on the show. It's been really good catching up with you, man.
Nev. Yes, it's been a pleasure. It's been great. Yeah, enjoyed it.
Yeah, awesome. Well, we're going to have all the links down here in the show notes and on the website. Go forth, tell the boys we said go kick some ass, and see you soon.
Okay, thanks, Nev. Appreciate it, mate.